The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
But first, there was much speculation that British companies would make a move here post-Brexit, and it seems that this is becoming the reality. But are they just postbox businesses, or will they create jobs? We're joined now by John McGrain, Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, and Cormac Fitzgerald, Managing Partner of CPA firm Fitzgerald and Partners in Kinsale. You're both very welcome to the programme. John McGrain, if I could go to you first, just on the question of this growing row and tension between the British government, AstraZeneca, and the EU over this vaccine. Were you alarmed at how quickly Brussels moved to suspend, really, the Northern Ireland protocol in relation to vaccines moving from south to north? Now, I know that they have reversed it too, but it doesn't really augur well, does it?
Good morning, Richard. Well, the point is that the EU made a mistake, and they know they made a very bad mistake. There's absolutely no basis for the abuse and the weaponising, frankly, of the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is a very precious instrument that people worked very hard to bring about on these islands over the last 4.5 years. There's no basis to abuse that as part of some sort of vaccine trade war. And the EU changed its mind very quickly. And that's testament to the quality of relationships, actually, underlying all of these things between these two islands and between Ireland and the EU, that people were able to move quickly, talk sense, and get people to admit they had made a mistake and reverse the decision. And that's the right answer.
But they did move too quickly in the first place, because they don't seem to have consulted the Irish government, the British government, anybody.
They made a mistake and they've reversed the mistake, and that's the right thing.
Now, to the question of Brexit specifically, and, you know, British companies, Irish companies have had several years to prepare for it. We've seen some of the reality of the logistical supply chain difficulties, etc. But we would have been hopeful that there would be British companies establishing bases in Ireland because we're still in the EU, or maybe even expanding operations into Ireland. Is that happening?
We're definitely seeing an uptick now, Richard. I mean, people are familiar with the fact that some large financial institutions moved operations to Ireland or expanded additional operations into Ireland as long as 2 or 3 years ago. We're now seeing this happening at a rate of knots with SMEs, with small businesses. The UK has 6 million small and medium enterprises. I mean, that compares with less than 250,000 in Ireland. So UK is a very large trading nation. A quarter of those 6 million, nearly 1.5 million businesses in Britain trade with the EU. And they're already finding in the last 3 weeks that it's becoming more administratively troublesome, costly, slower, all of those things. And so we're definitely seeing an uptick on our helpline at info@britishirishchamber.com, where firms are getting on to us and saying, can you help us to find an easier way? And we're saying, yes, we're connecting British businesses of all shapes and sizes, manufacturing in Britain, or indeed importing from third countries like Asia, and saying, you can do this without the double duty now by establishing a business in substance on the island of Ireland. And we're helping them to make the connections with great local service providers who can give effect to that.
Well, one of those service providers, Cormac Fitzgerald from Fitzgerald and Partners in Kinsale, you've had inquiries and you've assisted some British companies in setting up an Irish base.
Good morning. We've dealt with lots of firms, especially in the last month. UK companies have always considered Ireland as a good place to do business since Brexit came into effect in the UK, and they were advised by their accountants to have a contingency plan in place. In an article in The Guardian in early 2019, it was mentioned that 1 in 3 UK firms had planned for Brexit relocation. So I think over 100,000 UK firms have already registered their businesses in Ireland in a possible bid to secure future access to EU markets.
So what kinds of things, Cormac, what kinds of things are they doing here? Are they setting up, are they actually moving businesses to Ireland? Are they setting up a branch here? Are jobs being created here? What kind of presence do they have?
Yeah, all of the above, I guess. We've helped lots of SMEs to set up here. It's an ideal place for SMEs and entrepreneurs with our 12.5% corporation tax, a 25% R&D tax credit. It's an effective zero tax rate for foreign dividends. They're looking to have a gateway to Europe is probably one of the important factors for businesses setting up here.
What kinds of things do they do?
Our knowledge development box.
Cormac.
A lot of the firms that we've worked with in both the small and medium category over the last 12 months would be maybe doing their sales and marketing and doing a lot of their business. They may be already located and doing business in Ireland, so they're locating that here in Ireland. We set up a digital hub here in Kinsale so that they can have flexible co-working space to start their base from. Two of those firms already are looking for new commercial premises. They've outgrown the space, and it gives them a good kind of entry point in here. They will have boots on the ground here when COVID finishes, and I guess there's things like force majeure with tax residency planning at the moment. It's hard for people to move about with COVID and the restrictions, but when that eases, we'll see more activity with boots on the ground here as such.
And John McGrain, we read a lot about, while there was time to prepare for this, the actual shape of the final deal was only done at the last minute. And we read how, in particular, a lot of British companies were ill-prepared. Does that mean that, as they've seen the reality of this now, we're likely to see an increase in the number of British companies establishing some kind of base here now? Because they've seen what this looks like and they say, I didn't think it was going to be that tough. We need to do this now.
Yes, absolutely. And indeed, parts of the UK government trade assistance support systems are saying to British firms, it is a good idea to establish a base within the European Union. And the best base to establish in is within Ireland for ease of access, similar language, lots and lots of fluency between people, etc., etc. And I might say there are tremendous opportunities for Irish firms to partner with a lot of those UK firms who are waking up to that reality now. And indeed, for Irish firms to do something very similar by establishing a base in substance inside the UK, not to close anything on either island, but to open up additionally on the other island to maximise the benefit of trade and opportunity for additional sales and additional job creation on both islands.
And finally, Cormac, to you, you mentioned there about setting up a hub, and are your base in Kinsale, are many of them looking at the Kinsale area? In other words, do you think this is going to be, you know, a very positive, even a bit of a boon for towns like Kinsale around the country?
Well, I guess Kinsale is in hibernation like most towns at the moment and will reopen when it's safe to do so. And every business case is different, but
I'm afraid we've lost Cormac there, but it sounds like it is going to be some very good news for Kinsale and possibly for other towns too. We'll have to leave it there. John McGrain, Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, and Cormac Fitzgerald of Fitzgerald and Partners in Kinsale, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.